Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Now, here is Dr. J. Otis Yoder with Hope for Today.
The great golden text of the Bible is still just as true as it was when Jesus spoke it. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's John 3:16, you know. And friend, we can tell that around the world, and it meets the need of every human heart that seeks for peace. Yes, amen. To find out further what our driving force means, I turn to 1 Corinthians 9:19 to 27 for my scriptural text. And here is the word of God. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I may gain the more. And unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without law, as without law, being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are under the law. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that by all means I might save some. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air. But I keep my body under, and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Oh, my friend, in this text, the Apostle Paul finds several ways to set the stage to win converts. I'm talking about winning converts to Christ. Let me help you find those ways. The first way is maximize your efforts. Did you hear me as I read the text? There are various groups the Apostle refers to. He says, I became a Jew. I became as one under the law. I became as one without the law. I became as one who is weak. Four different groups the Apostle Paul refers to communicate with them, to somehow bring the message of the gospel to them. Now we can be absolutely sure that the Apostle Paul never compromised his faith or hid his message. He went among these four different groups to bring them to the knowledge of the truth. That was what he concentrated on. He concentrated on the truth. The gospel is still the same, just like I was saying. John 3:16 is still as true as it was the day Jesus spoke it. I also insist that human need is the same. We have so many people talking these days about change, change, change. I want to assure you, my friend, some things are still the same. There is only one way of salvation. There is only one Son of God. There is only one sacrifice for sin. It has always been that way in the mind of God. There is no change. He does not change. We do not have the right to change the message. The message has been given. But some people are very much concerned about what they call contextualization of the gospel. Contextualizing the gospel. The contextualization is the fact that the human race all over the world is in need of the gospel. And it is the same gospel, as I was saying. No modification, no adaptation, no change. It is the same. That is how we reach out to all people. We don't make any difference between Jews, Gentiles, Muslims, Chinese, Japanese, whoever, wherever. The message is the same. So we are trying to maximize our efforts and get the message out there to all people everywhere. The second way the Apostle Paul describes for us, I would say, is centralize your energy. Now he uses a very interesting illustration. Here he is talking about, you might say, the Olympics of his day, the stadium and the races and the contest. Well, I would like to tell you, we are in a marathon race. Hundreds are in the race. Some are simply running for the sake of running. The apostle says, aim for the prize. He said, in the race they all run, but only one receives the prize. But then he suggests very clearly that every one of us has possibilities of getting the prize. So run that you may obtain. So whether you are running behind or ahead of me makes no difference. We are in the race for Jesus, and we aim for the prize. We stretch every nerve to win. I remember some years ago my wife and I had the privilege of living in Greece for a while, and I went to the University of Thessalonica. I was staying in the hospice where the male students stayed, and one of my friends invited me to come along to field day at the university. He provided me with a ticket. I went and sat in the bleachers. Well, there were not many people there for this field day, but I was observing what was happening. I do not know which race it was, but anyway, they lined up for the race, a number of runners. This one fellow was rather heavy set. He soon lagged behind. He lagged behind farther and farther and farther. Finally, he gave up and walked off the course. They actually applauded him because he realized he could never win anyway. Now, that is not the case the Apostle Paul speaks of. He says, so run that you may obtain. In order to do that, there has to be some training. There has to be some effort. Be temperate in all things. Be careful not to overdo anything. Aim to excel. Now, while this is very appropriate and proper in the sports field, it certainly is proper in the religious field. Aim to excel. Hone your skills as a Christian. Keep your face in the book. The psalmist said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. So while you are centralizing your energy, hone your skills as a Christian. Centralize your energy. Let nothing interfere with your central purpose. I appeal to you. I'm speaking to you as a Christian. Centralize your energy. The third way the Apostle Paul demonstrates or describes is organize your efficiency. Focus on what is necessary. The apostle says, I do not run uncertainly. So, run with purpose. I would like to say that in the Christian walk, the course is laid out. You see, we're not trying to find the way. We are walking in the way. It is a narrow way. Jesus told about that. He said, the way is narrow and straight. And that's where we are. We do not have to find our way. It is already laid out. You remember that spiritual? On the Jericho Road, there's room for just two, Jesus and me. That's right. You cannot take a lot of people with you, but you can walk with Jesus. So, focus on the necessary and run with purpose. Furthermore, fight with determination. I was just trying to imagine what Paul was referring to when he said, I do not fight as one that beateth the air. I am not a fan of the boxing ring. I don't have any particular desire to see men knock each other out. But they did that they had boxing in Paul's day, and not with padded gloves, I imagine. But how stupid it would be for a man simply to aim at nothing, to fight as beating the air. He would expect his swing to end on his opponent, not in thin air. Be careful to direct your efficiency correctly, so that you hit the target. Keep your body under control. He said, I keep my body under. He does not pamper his body. He does not listen to the appeals of his sinful flesh. So use personal discipline. Take charge. Don't be pushed around by what you might desire in your less spiritual moments. You know, it has often been said, what you do shouts so loud I cannot hear what you say. So keep your body in control. And then, oh, what a challenge that last phrase is. When I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. A castaway. Practice what you preach. No, the present is always our challenge. The past is gone forever. The future is yet to come. So all we can deal with is the present, and therefore we ought to concentrate and give ourselves to the present. With diligence, we can make every move and every minute count for Jesus. That is what it is all about anyway. How shall we win a few? He says, that I might by all means save some. That is the whole purpose and focus of Heralds of Hope Incorporated. I'm hoping now that I'm speaking to you and challenging you to give your life to Jesus. If you are a Christian, then I call you to maximize your efforts to reach them all. Centralize your energy to concentrate on the truth. Organize your efficiency to make every move and every moment count for Jesus. Let us join together to pray God's help in this great task. O mighty Father, Lord of the universe, Thou who hast planned everything for our good, I pray, Lord, now that Thou wilt help my friend and me to lay to heart these ways that the Apostle Paul so clearly described for us. Help us, Father, to maximize our efforts, to centralize our energy, to organize our efficiency so that we shall do as much as possible to serve diligently in this great cause. And I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Dr. Yoder, for challenging us to be more effective in our service for the Lord. You know, I don't know anyone who is a genuine follower of Jesus who doesn't want to be more effective in serving Him. Now, friend, we want to help you be more effective in serving the Lord. If you will just write to us and ask for the book, Glory in the Lord, we'll send a copy to you. This book contains the message you just heard, plus all the other messages in this series of study from 1 Corinthians. Our mailing address is Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or you can go to our website at www.heraldsofhope.org and send us your letter by the email link that's provided there. Once again, our mailing address is Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And the web address is www.heraldsofhope.org. Don't forget to ask for the book, Glory in the Lord. And be sure to join us next week as we continue our study in 1 Corinthians. Until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.